Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, He loves you.
Double-minded man, and all his ways. Mm. What
brother.
I'm gonna do that.
Help him
I'm gonna
out.
Do that. I'm gonna do that. You gotta, you know, lean into the things of God. And that was one of the things that said, knowing that God had it under control. Everybody
right.
was walking in faith. Everybody was just was done. Trusting God that everything I would have found. That's what you have to do. Dr. Z, it's something that when you've been walking with God for a period of time where you begin to start settling and know that God's going to do something.
Right.
You have faith
that's right.
that you're not going to get to the point where you're sad or
mm-hmm.
you're acting out of care or
right.
character or worry.
That's right.
But you know what God's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the calmness. Hospital because you had already been through that
that's
trial
right.
that James talked about, knowing that the trying of your faith work is patience
yes.
because you, Dr. Jesus, went through that many times with death.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when these things come up, it's like you're not even wavering. You're not even, it's like, okay, we're going to do X, we're going to do Y, we're going to do Z,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to go do do it all over again.
Right.
And that's because you have assurance. Have an understanding what God is capable of doing.
Right.
And your trust is not in man.
Right.
But your trust
God.
Is in God.
That's right. Right. And I was even sharing with my husband about the scripture in Esther. Her uncle told her that we're going to this for such a time as this. And in the 14 years that we had just him, had to go through this and go through her had about 7 surgeries. It was for such a time as this.
Exactly.
And God knew way back when
yes.
that I wouldn't be there by the system. This is common to know what God can do. But by the same time, I'm also from passionate to be able to say, oh, this is going to happen. This
right.
is going to happen. That plain, because you talk to a 79% this has never been a problem.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
And that's a blessing.
It is. Amen.
That is truly a blessing. But God had prepared me so that the transition, like walking through.
Exactly. And we're able to give him that assurance that everything was going fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times when we go through, we don't know.
Right.
And we don't know that our going through is going to be a blessing for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we can't be unstable. Not,
mm-hmm.
We gotta stand on his promise.
Right.
And you're right. I mean, because as you said, you never know what all that we went through with. That's the thing.
Right.
I was going to have
right.
So, if we came in, I'm
right.
worried about it.
Exactly.
Because I knew that the Lord.
Exactly.
And that's what.
Amen. And even when we left the hospital last night, he was like, you want me to follow you or you do this? Or you go the way
well,
you
go.
Know,
and I'll go
the
way
and we get off. And it's
going
to be all good.
And it was
Amen.
Fine. It was like 10 o'clock at night. It was both of us going, whichever way we went, God got us home back to our house
and safe. And that's what came is don't be double-minded. Don't waver. And you have to stay humble. Stay humble and realize it's not you, but it's God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But it's a thing where James would say, okay, I have this faith. And see, sometimes people get cocky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, I know God, I got this God, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Got the cockiness and assurance, but God still wants you to remain humble.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look down at verse 9, that's a brother of low degree, voice in that he is exalted. In other words, he has to remain humble so God can use him humble.
Yes.
But when you're cocky,
arrogant.
You think you're arrogant, you think you know that is going on, that's when you run into trouble with God.
Yeah.
So he challenging the rich man. Look down one verse 10, he said, but the rich that he a low because as the flower of the grass shall pass away. So what he's saying is nobody can get fucked up because nobody is or God is one that knows the beginning from the end. So what he don't get fucked up, because you're really your mind says that God can do whatever he wants. I need to be humble, trust him to have faith, and then give him the glory in it. See, a lot of times people, I did this, but if it wasn't for the grace of God we wouldn't have did anything. And so this is what he's saying, you just like a flower.
Right.
You blossom, and then after a while, anybody else got some flowers,
yeah,
what happened?
It dies.
If you die like that, somebody going to say, thank you for very much.
Put him in the trash.
Come
on.
Amen.
Or you can hang him upside down and let him drive.
Yeah, let him drive, but then still dead.
That's
right. And I guarantee you, if somebody on your job dies the day of the month, they're going to get somebody to replace them.
That's right.
And matter of fact, there's some companies that already got people
lined up.
Right.
That's true.
So he's saying you're just like a flower of the grass. In verse 11, it says, the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withers the grass and the flower, and thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it burns, so also shall the rich man fade away in his way. In other words, when James is saying, don't get puffed up, don't rely on your riches, don't rely on your own strength, but rely on your God.
Mm-hmm.
And when you rely on your faith in God, that's when you are, in verse 12, he says, blessed is the man that endures temptation. When he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. So what happens is, you being humble, what happens is, God will honor that. And that's the thing about God. God knows everything. Perpetrate, we can fake all we want. He might be able to fool me, and I might be able to fool you. But nobody's going to fool God.
That's right.
I'm going to say that again.
No one.
You can't fool God.
No.
You can fool conniver, and everything. And I've seen them. You've seen them. And the church is
perpetrating.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy.
Step outside.
You would step to the back of the church.
Before you even get out of there.
But this is what God is through James. Stay humble. God knows and honors your faith, and he'll bless you, but don't get pumped up. And what happens is, get pumped up and we hire Christians. What happens is, that doesn't bring God any glory, and that doesn't draw anybody to Christ.
Right.
And so this is what James said. James said, humble. James said, I'm going through trials, I'm going through temptations, but I count it all due. I know this is working patient in my life. I know this is working myself. He's saying, I know that I'm in my window of ministry only a short period of time, so I'm going to thank God. Time I got, I'm going to let my faith and my works work together, and I know that I'm going to be blessed, and God's going to love me, and count a life. But that's why I'm not getting caught up in the world and the riches of the world, but I'm going to know my period of time, working my period of time, give God because I know God, I'm fine. I'm not infinite. I'm and so this was his introduction matter of give God everything, take low, be faithful, give God be proud, God will bless you. Saying that the whole thing. That gets twisted.
Taking a run, you know? All about what I love. Yeah, you worried about it? The world may be breaking up and going.
Right.
But you're sitting there.
Amen.
About being humble, faithful, and your course. God, that kind of thing, that type of community, God gives you.
Yes, he will.
God allows
you
to do things.
Amen.
God allows you to close your mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, he would have laid somebody up from sundown to sun up, sundown. But he will allow you to have that peace. God, children, family to build with church.
Wow.
He just gives you that supernatural strength. Mm-hmm. But following you give him the glory and not glorify yourself.
Yeah.
So the second we start glorifying ourselves, then that's when he's like, okay, so, you know, you asked me to raise my hand, you got it, I'm losing my hand.
Oh.
And that's when the same trials will come at you, but you can't handle it
right.
Because you don't have God to have your back, because you basically put him back on the shelf, on the back burner, because you know, I got through this trial, and I got through, and I'm good now, Lord, so you can stay right there, let
right.
me do my thing.
Right.
And things start falling apart, and you don't have that.
And so this is what James is talking about in verses 13 and 15. When we do get to that point where we start thinking about our own, we don't have God, these trials come up, then we have a tendency to blame God.
Mm.
It sounds like Adam, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like, yeah, the woman you gave me that I begged for, that I was slap happy. And so in verses 13, 15, it says, don't blame God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you get in these troubles, it comes from within you.
Right.
And Dr. D, it's amazing, and I laugh at people a lot of times to myself, is because the majority of the time, the problems that they have is they got themselves into.
Right.
Like,
at least open the door, even mm-hmm. if they didn't actually, in that particular situation, have caused what happened. Or,
right.
But did they open the door
right.
by taking their spite off of God
right.
and not allowing their lives to live completely whole?
Right.
So you give Satan a crack, shut that door
wide
open.
And as humans, you know, we want to somebody else.
There you go.
We don't want. We, it's something about us that we won't take the credit for. Take the credit.
Right.
But we won't take the credit when things are going bad. You know, what did I do
right.
to cause this? No,
right.
No,
right.
We're not going
right.
to do that. We're perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saved. We're perfect.
That's right. Can't do any wrong.
Mm-mm.
And so I love the way James is doing. But James is like,
come on.
Not all that. Let's get real. That's up just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so in verse 13, he says, let no man say, that's it. Or right there where it's tested, I've tested of God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God cannot be. So he's saying, look, don't get it twisted.
Mm.
God is not trying to bring evil on you.
Mm-hmm.
God is trying to bring you down. God's trying to suck the hands of him.
Right.
So that when you go through this, this going to benefit and glorify him.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, well, let me tell you what's going on. And a lot of times people don't know what's going on because they're going through, but they don't know what's going on.
Right.
That's why it's important to come to the Bible study. One more time. That's why it's important to come to Sunday school and Bible study.
Amen.
I think I'm going to say it one more time.
One more
That's
time.
Why it's important to come to Sunday school and Bible study.
Mm.
Because a lot of times if you don't know what's going on, what did God say back in verse, he's talking about he's liberal, and he gives liberally. He says,
mm-hmm.
you don't know, ask God. In verse 5, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God to give it to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and he shall be given him. So in other words, if you don't understand, you need to go and ask God.
But in order to ask him, you have a relationship.
Oh.
In order to have a relationship, you need to be able to have prayer and understand his word. In order to do that, you must go to God.
Amen. And so in verse 14, he says, but every man is tempted when he has gone away of his own love and insight.
Well.
So in other words, that stuff comes from within. It's not what comes from the outside that defiles a man, but
uh-huh.
what comes from the inside that defiles him.
Uh-huh.
So in order she would be for us to understand that stuff, it starts on the inside. It has a seed based upon our old nature.
Mm-hmm.
We have old nature. We've been converted. We God, but we still live in this old country.
Right.
With some old stuff in the closet.
Amen.
Some of the stuff in the closet still got meat on it.
Amen.
You heard people say skeletons in the closet? Some of them jokers still alive.
Amen.
Still got meat on them.
Amen. And if you don't work on getting rid of that daily.
Every day.
It's
still there. It will rise up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why sometimes God is lagging on. That's why we say a lot of times you go through trials. It may not necessarily be because you did something.
Right.
but it's God wants you stronger for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's also saying, hey, you know what? This is my child, and I know that they're not going to take away from me. So, but you can't hurt. I'm not going to let you put anything more on them than they can bear.
Exactly.
You know, so you can only, I'll only let you mess with them as much as I know they can take before I'm going to step in.
Isn't it awesome about God? God knows what you can go through. We were talking about exercising and getting in their shape last week. But God is saying, you got to be careful in your own. I'm looking around blaming and pointing everybody. Church folk are famous for that. Church folk are famous for pointing everybody that did it to me.
Yeah.
But what did you do to yourself?
Amen.
You're the one with a bad attitude.
Come
right.
on.
In other words, the church folk that have a bad attitude.
Complain.
If they didn't play your song, if they didn't play the
name,
or if somebody else sang it,
come on.
And lift and drop down and hanging over the pew. Sit in my seat. And
sitting next to my man.
Sitting next to my and everybody else is crazy worshiping God. And you can't get your praise on. Because somebody's sitting next to your man.
Well, hello. Come on now. Come on.
It's the truth.
As the church turns, these are the days of our
That's a good message.
Yes, Lord. That's a good.
But God through James is saying, you are enticed of your own stuff. It's your own stuff. In other words, you're the one who's bringing this crazy stuff out.
Okay.
Most of the time, they say if you keep your mouth closed.
Well,
that's the thing. That's the key.
Watch for that in the
silence is golden.
It can't be misinterpreted.
Right.
And so he goes on and he says, now in verse 15, says, then when the lust has consumed, this is what, I love that song. It says, you're not the sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Yielding is sin. And so it's not the thought that comes up, it's when you yield to the thought.
You.
Is everybody tracking with that?
Right.
Because the thought will come up, but when you but if you don't follow it up with an action,
mm-hmm.
then it's not sin. Even you say, where did that come from?
Well,
in the name of Jesus, I'll take this away from me.
Right.
I don't need this anymore.
Uh-huh.
That old man that wanted to cuss and knock somebody out. Am I the only one ever been there?
Yeah.
Can I raise my hand? Am I the only one ever been there?
No. Even not the only one.
When you say, where did that thought come from?
Uh-huh.
I had a vision of putting my foot on Marcus's neck.
Come on.
Lord have mercy.
Come on.
Whoever Marcus might be.
Yes.
Oh!
Come on now.
Lord have mercy. And so you got to understand that that's not God. He's putting on people's neck. You got to think godly. You got to pray for folks.
Amen.
And speak the word of God to the situation.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But when you find your foot up in the air, you're like, wait a minute, let me put down.
Come on.
And walk away. Sometimes it happens with your cheering, too.
Amen. I know that's right.
When you get ready.
That's especially with them.
When you get ready to take your cheer, anybody seen the butler?
Oh, not yet.
The butler.
Not yet. Is good, though.
When the butler's wife. Don't. Oh, my goodness.
She was a mama, right?
She put something on Sharon.
Yes.
Put it on the chair.
Maybe wrong, but I'm still your mama. You're gonna respect
me. Oh my god.
If
goodness.
Not, you got to go.
It was good. I'm not gonna put it out there. But it was good. But those are the thoughts that come out. And so when we're sensitive of get into the drama, it's like we're bringing the drama on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we have to learn how to pass it down that drama with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A lot of times, what'll happen is we'll see it'll start a hole for us.
Tell us.
Right.
If we exist,
kept our mouth closed. Silence is golden. The tongue is an evil member.
Danger.
And a lot of times it happens with your spouse, too.
Yeah.
Hello.
If you can just keep that mouth closed
Amen.
And not say that one last thing.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Say it, brother.
Go in the bathroom and close the door.
And if you could have just kept you could have avoided the whole
come on
drama.
Now. Come on.
But because you had to get your
last word.
Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yes.
Preach.
Avoid
that temptation.
Preach.
Avoid.
Preach.
See, the spirit would tell you to be quiet and leave it alone.
Uh-huh. Right.
But no, that wasn't going to be good enough.
Nope.
You got to help the spirit out. Spirit was moving too slow.
You're going to help the spirit out. Say that one thing.
Well, you just said what the spirit told me to tell you
and
that
they
it
can
fall in line.
They go loud on the
oh,
spirit.
My goodness. And so what happens is, and this is what happens in verses. Then when love has finished, it brings forth sin. And when it is finished, it brings forth what?
Death.
That's how it starts. You know how it happens. That's how it starts. And it happened in the garden when Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. they eat all the trees. Mm-hmm. Wow. To eat and to make one wise. Mm-hmm. They took of it, they were tempted, mm-hmm. but when they acted upon it, that's when they fell. They obeyed God, and that's how they fell into it. Mm-hmm. And that sin led to death. Mm-hmm. So, this is what happened. Comes up, and we gotta say, and only deal with God, living right, say God, always gonna be
that. That's very important. What you just was like being led by the Spirit, because the devil is driving, and if you're not driven by and know the Lord. That thing will creep up and not realize it. God. But if
like
you
that.
Know the Lord, you get this judging constantly something that's not of God. And then when you know it's not of God, that's how you're able to battle with it.
Right.
If you're not in that relationship with Him, it'll creep up and it'll be out and done before you realize, oh, it's God, because it's not going to hit you. And guess what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, even with that, even if it's better, still.
Oh, great. Right. So this is my thing. Really need to very born areas. The whole thing, the whole place that you don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty long.
Okay.
And you have to realize that that's what the whole
right.
So the old saying is, remember your home training?
Yeah.
You remember that old saying?
Yeah.
Remember your home training. Don't get out in the street and act like a fool. Embarrass the family.
Amen.
Right?
Don't mess up our name.
Get out there and act like you cute.
Come on.
And end up embarrassing God, embarrassing yourself, embarrassing the name. You on the Channel 5 News.
Yeah.
Channel 7 News. You got you taking the perp walk of shame. Because you want to cut somebody out at the light. Hey man, get
Amen.
Out your car.
Amen.
Hey man. And then he got you on the side of the road passing.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, that's right.
And that's all it takes.
Because you just pass that thing out and let that fool go.
No self control.
But you know, it's important, sister, especially, understand that although they are saved, daily growing process. You can either help the situation or you can fail. That's why it's important. You need to be in Bible. You need to have a serious prayer life. You need to be studying that word.
I understand. Right.
But yeah. Come on. The more you study, the more you stay in contact with God, those are the things that's going to help keep you from finding yourself on the Fox News.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Amen.
And that's for real. That's for real.
It is.
Because as strong as you might think, if you're
mm-hmm.
not prayed up, and I get scared when I'm not prayed up, and I remember, oh man, I ain't been praying,
right.
I ain't getting the word. Oh, let me hurry up. Because
mm-hmm.
on my own in my flesh, I'm a walking time bomb.
Amen.
That stuff will blow up on you. You're
yes,
like,
will.
And the first thing your coworkers are saying, and I thought you was a Christian.
I heard that.
So, said, well, why don't we have to go through all
this?
God has a purpose. He has a purpose in his life. So James lets us know the purpose of his life. That he wants to illustrate the technology and power of what he can do, the power of his love and his spirit, bring us back into the proper relationship with God. Because the enemies are just saying, yeah, that's the world. They done hell that, they done bumped their head. But God wants to show through his love, bring us back into the proper relationship. And so let's look at verse 18 on the purpose of it. Where God wants us to build a strong muscle, he's going to put some work in. He wants to build up a strong relationship, he's going to put some work in. What does he get? I want to work in our faith to the point where the place where God wants us to be. So if we look at verse 16, it tells us that it's not air. This is not air, my beloved brother. In other words, it's not supposed to tell you because you're going through, you did something wrong. So he said it's air. And when he says air, that means making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make a mistake about why you're going through. He said, don't make a mistake. He said, don't err. And he goes on to verse 16. Every good and every perfect good is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, the whole no variableness, the shadow of. In other words, God's purpose for your life is not going to change. We talked about this last week. You can go around 500 miles, or you can go 100 miles. But we're going to do what God wants us to do. It can take you 10 years, or it can take you 2 years. But we are going to do what God has promised and expects us to do. And there's no changing in God. So every good and everything God. Everything that you need is going to come from God. Don't get it. God has a plan. He's going to carry out his plan. He's working it out for your good.
That's right.
The perfect way, the best way. That's so hard for us sometimes.
Right.
It's because we don't want to go through it to get it the best way.
That's right. That's
we want to take the chunk.
We, right. Mm-hmm. Hand it to us.
The microwave.
But yeah. You won't appreciate it if you don't go. You appreciate it more because you really get to see God work. No, and Father and I were talking about God has to allow us to do that because if we just have good things, no struggle, none of us.
Right.
One thing that we did, I'm so wonderful,
and that's
I've done
said,
so
don't
good.
Don't get it twisted. When he says don't err in verse 16,
mm-hmm.
Basically what he says is don't get it twisted.
Right, because we'll say, oh, you know, I've just been living this perfect life, I don't have any trials, me. Whereas if you fall or you go through, I'll come up, you're like, nobody was done. That was a supernatural. So that was my faith working. And so it has to go through those in order to know that God is there.
And this is what in verse 18, God is talking about. That's very able to control with over the God's will.
Right.
But when you're in God's will, that's when you experience that perfect will. That's when you experience those perfect. That's when you experience that perfect love. That's when you experience God in a way that, like you said, she was natural love. Put your stuff on the side. Off the throne.
Right.
We want to be king, queen of everything.
Mm-hmm.
See, we want to have him as Savior, but we don't want to have him as Lord.
Right. I want to be the boss of this.
Yeah. I want the blessing of salvation and the forgiveness of sin.
Right.
But I don't want you to be Lord.
I'm 51% of interest. Yes, 49%.
Exactly. But if he's going to be Savior, he's got to be Lord.
Right.
And that's the surrendering part of his will. But if we learn to surrender to his will, then we know that we're going to be in his perfect will. That means that we'll have that perfect love, and we'll have the relationship that God intended for us to have in the beginning. And so what he says in verse 18, he says, of his own will, gat us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. In other words, Jesus was the first fruit.
Mm-hmm.
He demonstrated that you can live a life pleasing to God. He paid the price, and he was the first fruit. But he wants us to come behind him and mimic or be disciples of him, so we can demonstrate to others what it's like to have a faith in Jesus Christ. So this is the whole purpose. The purpose is for us to learn to demonstrate it to others so they can learn to do it, so we can be in the will of God. And that's what God's plan is, ultimately, so that we can be built up and edified, so ultimately, God's
plan. Now, let's talk about the will of God. What about in this time where your will seems like to go a certain way? But God's will is different. So the two wills are not lining up. And your will may not necessarily be wrong,
right,
but your will is based off the knowledge of God, not the knowledge of
God.
What do you think? Will is like, I don't know why God doesn't. I don't want God to know why God gave me a child. I don't know why. What? That's not what I would will for.
Right.
So my will is not lined up with God.
Right. And But without arrogance. And if my knowledge level is right here, and you're telling me all that, you're not doing me any good.
Right,
you're puffing yourself up.
Right. That's why I said it's arrogant. You're knowledgeable like that, and it shouldn't even be about showing you how knowledgeable it is. We're, as ministers, we're supposed to be servants.
Right. And
servants
edifying,
and edify other people. You're not supposed to be, oh, I'm this, that, and the other. More, I'm reaching out and I'm serving.
But the average make it plain and simple that
right.
I can understand.
Right. How am I going to get to tomorrow?
Thank
simple.
You.
I need
keep
to be able to get to tomorrow.
That approach. Keep
yeah.
it simple.
And basically, we need to know how to make it through to tomorrow.
Hello.
That's my focus.
Hello.
I got about 15 minutes
come on.
Of attention span.
Uh-huh.
Let's keep it real.
Hello. Let's be real about it.
How many of y'all got more than 15?
Come on. Amen.
I know y'all been through the past. When did he hit it? I got about 15 minutes.
Make it quick.
Because after you get 15, I'm
that's
letting
it.
You go. I wonder what my team
uh-huh. Some folks
I
talking.
Wonder if they still going to have this. It was on sale.
Well,
at Walmart.
I got the one for you. I wonder what Sister So-and-so is doing after church.
Come on. And who she doing it with?
Right. And then I'm going to glaze over.
Uh-huh. And where are we going for lunch?
I'm fanning. Pretending it's hot.
Come on. Tell it. All.
So what we had to do is we are applying the word of God to us. I know they're going to come. You can see them coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
You can see them
amen.
Coming. You got
yeah.
your head sideways. Mm-hmm. You're popping the gun. They're uh-huh. running their mouth. Mm-hmm. They won't even look you in the eye. You know it's coming.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know it's coming. Yeah. How am I going to make it?
Smile at them. That's not really
the Father, help me. Father. Father, and so God says, verse 19, says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, everybody need to write this, write it on your computer, write it on your pillow at home, write it on your job, write it in your church, write it in your
Put it in your palm.
Put it on front lips on your eyes and around your arm. And he says in verse 19, this is how you're going to make it through.
Amen.
In verse 19, chapter 1, verse 19, he says, wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be what?
Swift to hear.
And what?
Slow to speak. And number
and
three?
What?
Slow to get angry.
In other words,
listen.
Come on.
Keep that mouth closed.
Thank you.
Listen first. Speak slowly while you're listening.
Right.
And even if what you're hearing is pissing you off, be
shut
slow
up.
To get
don't
angry.
Respond.
Just shut up.
Don't respond.
Be slow
don't say a word.
To be angry. Slow to rest.
Let it go.
So here's the question.
Yeah.
So why can't we do that? Why don't we do that?
Because the old nature must come. Because we want instant gratification because we know we're right. And we want the world to know that we're right instead of allowing God to handle it. God show us, well, not only will show that person that we're right, but show them that they couldn't be more wrong. Because we're glad.
But I mean, this is the stuff. I mean, if we can find this three things to our life,
amen.
You know how much drama we can have avoided, those of us a little older.
Amen.
Reflect back.
Come on now.
It would have just been a bit slower.
Amen.
And a lot of the first part, though, switch to hear.
Yeah, hear it out.
A lot of times we don't hear it out. A lot of times a person may have gotten to that first sentence, and you're already mad, and you don't hear another thing they said.
You already gave an
so answer. So you're like angry with the first part of that and not realizing the whole part and getting the understanding of why they made it.
And
that's listening is so important. That's the most important part of communication.
And we listen spiritually.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I find that women
and
tell the truth
have a way of speaking.
Sounds like man.
Where they're expressing themselves, and when they're expressing themselves, they have a tendency to wave up from
And they take their time in doing it.
Once upon a time. 2 years ago.
Amen.
This is the words that they say. Wait a minute. This is the words that they say. They say, and you always.
Wait.
And then this is the other one. Never.
Come on.
In other words, you always doing this.
Come on.
And you never doing it. In other words, everything that you did was always this, and you never did anything. But if you're slow if you're quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to rap, you'll understand what they're saying and not get upset about it.
Mm.
Are you listening to me, man?
Come on. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not.
And that's what it is.
No.
In the memory bank.
No.
But you waved the bait.
But
you waved the bait. You waved the bait. You waved the bait. You put the little bacon right there, so we just snapped it.
All I know is that it seems like when I've been in those circumstances, it's like you've held on to it. It's not like it's like, oh, it's triggered. It's just like you were waiting for that opportunity. Something happened to you. Exactly. You were giving it to it. And then you bring something like 5 years ago that we agreed it's done. It's over with. We're going to leave it alone. Whatever. And it's like, you still talking about that? So then, of course, I'm thinking like, well, what else is on your mind? And what else? Is, you know what I'm saying? Like.
But you better not say that.
Exactly. But don't say it, though. But you start thinking, and you're like, man, if I said that and she brought that up, then imagine if I'd have said, you know, something else. All I'm saying is it just seems like you've held on to it, you know, and it's, you're bringing it up. Brian, help me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brian said he got to go home.
It's true, though. It's true.
But. As you say, the resolution for that as a man is what?
Be quiet. Let her talk.
Verse 19, be swift to hear.
There you go.
Listen, hear me out.
Slow to speak.
Come on.
And slow to write.
Right. Amen. Especially since you know. That's everybody.
But I'm using the woman's speech as an example to the men because you can. You can avoid a whole lot of drama. Yeah, listen to me, man. You can avoid a whole lot of drama. Yeah, listen. This is what
you're
going
to do.
Okay.
You got it. If it's worth it, try it. See you.
Really? Oh. Is that right?
And you don't even have to mean it.
Just the fact that you're
like,
amen. Just the fact that you're like, I hear you. We know you're just saying
and
that.
And then don't even say anything because most of the time they've already figured it out.
That's right.
They just need to bounce it off.
Come on.
You don't even need to respond to give them an answer.
Yep.
That's it. Let me share this with you. Years ago, when I was just a kid and I used to watch my parents, my mother was the one, you know, with the mouth and all that, and she would go off and just cuss folk out. My dad was always, and I would sit there and
at night
and wonder, what is this time? And why does he take so much from her? Until I got older, got married, and now that bell is ringing in my head, bringing it all back. I understand that. Why? Because it keeps the peace in the house.
That's
because no matter what you say, how you say it, it's going to come out wrong, and you're still going to be wrong.
This is true, because we're emotional. We are emotional. And you can't talk to us when we're in that emotional state. You can't try to reason and say, but why did you bring it? Then I'll just make you mad because you brought it up, because you're thinking about the fact that I brought it up, and you're not listening to the reason why I brought it up, which made me upset in the first place. So if you just, let me get it off my chest, and then back it off, and I'll be the sweetest thing the next day.
But you're right, Brandon. It
Give
is
me a
hard.
Couple of hours.
It is hard.
And we're good.
It's hard.
It pays off.
But you got to be in Christ.
It
and
pays
Christ
off.
Has got to be, and you got to be on guard at all times. Because if the devil, if the enemy sneaks in and girlfriend comes
and
in,
and then you get to going,
that's it.
And pots start flying.
Them hot grits get the
fish. James is telling him, he said, look, if y'all want the
Come
key
on.
To less drama, and everybody wants the key to less drama, he said, James said, look, I got three things to this is what you do. It works in both ways.
Amen.
It's both ways.
Amen.
He says, listen to me.
Listen.
Notice me.
Think about it.
And slow the record.
Hello.
And if it makes you mad, think about it again.
And then he goes on to explain it even more. He says in verse 20, for the wrath of man worketh not righteousness of God.
Right.
He says, because if you get mad and wrath, you're going to mess it up.
It's going to make it worse.
It'll make it worse.
The dart will just go in deeper and deeper. And still, it'll bounce right off. I'm
so
like,
when
okay.
She says, you always and you never, it's not always. You know it's not never. But if you try to bring up the point, if you try to bring up the point, well, what about this?
Logical.
Well, what about when I did that? Well, what about when I did that? That's not
we don't want logic.
Don't want logic.
No. I just want to be emotional.
La, 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 la. I'm not talking to you. La, 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 la.
Best thing you can do, go somewhere, pray about it, and leave it on to the Lord. Because you're not going to win.
It hurts. Trust me. The rewards are amazing.
It may hurt your ego a little bit as a man.
But you'll be all right.
But I tell you what, it'll keep that peace, and keep that drama down.
Yeah. But when you first start off, it's real. You're like, people tell me I always do this, and I never do this. When I know I'm on point, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing this, and I know what's going on.
You don't see
no
logic.
Nope.
And you get your reward. Trust me.
After they get bad, get over the madness.
But James, he's telling us, he's like, you know, you
tell what happens with the rain.
It's
going to be worse. It's already bad.
You're not going to say the right thing.
Nope.
It's already bad, so just don't make it worse.
I mean, you're not going to say the right thing.
That was all the men to raise.
You raised your hand too.
I sure did. Amen. Amen. Only the men raised their hand.
Anywho, I'll read that scripture.
And you know you're not going to say the right thing. And as you're saying it, you know it's wrong.
Tit for tat. Yeah. Where he started from. It's like, you know what? I should have just kept my mouth closed. That's true.
And James tell you, it's not going to bring the righteousness of God.
Nope.
It not going to fix it.
Nope.
Not going to fix it.
You're not going to say nothing, God.
Nope.
What are the three things? Say the three things.
So you need to be listening.
Listen.
Slow to speak.
Listen again.
And slow to wrath. I don't say anything. Don't
No.
Because you know it's not, but they'll say you always and you never. Remember that song? Always and forever. Stop singing that song. And you'll get to the good part. But, oh my God.
How much drama we need. That's right. Early on in your relationship, listen. Mm-hmm. Listen. Don't respond. Right. Because if you respond, it's not going to come out right.
Right.
And that's even on your job. You know, sometimes you want to cuss folks out on your job. But it's like, okay, let me listen.
Right.
Let me listen again before I say anything. Mm-hmm. Even though they're ticking me off, let me walk away.
Water fountain.
Yeah, go to the bathroom.
Bathroom, something.
Say a prayer.
Oh, but this is so much. So much
yeah.
And then on top of that, you demonstrating God like.
Mm-hmm.
It happens not only with husbands and wives, it also happens every day. You can apply it on them at home every day. Then you can apply it certain. So it's like how many times most of and what it just
wow.
It would have worked out in a godly way.
Mm-hmm.
They go emotion, getting their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They go emotion, getting their feelings.
And it gets ugly.
It gets ugly, and the devil on the sideline.
Cracking up.
Oh.
Look at the mess I made.
I got her. Then we all listen to awesome. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it that way. But that's the thing. We're gonna practice that for the rest of the week, right?
Yeah.
If you hear,
amen.
So to speak,
amen.
So to write.
Amen.
Fellas, you with me?
Amen.
We
with you.
Amen. Ladies, you with us?
Yes, we are. Amen.
Because sometimes the guys, when we put it out there, we're putting it out there like we also know how it's going. We're more mechanical.
Yeah, rough.
And we know, compassion. We know if you just knock it off, then you won't have to worry about that no more.
A little compassion in you.
Just like, what do you mean? What's the problem? Just knock it off. It'll be okay. Just knock it off. And you're like, well, just knock it off. You won't have to worry about it. Why are you telling me? Look, it's mechanical. It's like, okay.
It's black or white.
And put it in black or white. If I take this and put it over here, that's the end of the problem.
We like color.
Oh.
And drama.
communicate us. Color.
In color. And you have to understand how much.
Amen.
That our role is, okay, I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time with this.
Come on.
We're going to get it in and we're going to put it there.
Uh-huh.
My kids, they crack me up because when I go to the store and I know what I need, I'm going to go to that aisle, get what I need, pay for it, and go out.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we ain't going to the store, Danny, because he ain't going to be if he knows what he wants, he's going to go in there, get it, pay for it, and come out.
Amen.
That's the way the man, uh-huh. That's the way the man, that's his makeup.
Yeah.
But you have to understand. Thing of applying that word to life, learning, walking faith, knowing that I might not be feeling the word today. Anybody ever not feeling
the word?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling the word.
You want the old nature to come out.
I'm not feeling. I know I should love you, but I'm not feeling it. I know I should be nice to you, but I'm not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it.
I know I can speak to you, but I'm not feeling it. But you have to daily apply, feel it, work out before you apply it.
Do it right then and there. Not cause to help avoid.
Right. And that's the same thing on Sunday morning. Everybody in here on Sunday morning, you come up. Am I lying?
Yeah.
Amen.
Roll over like that.
Amen.
It's not that.
And I'm serious. I'm not feeling it. But how many times have you not felt it in time and got your
back? God bless. That's right. Once it is.
Awesome. I'm going to ask Dr. Gregory.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, come to close out this session. Oh God, we might pray that we might help us, make us better at it. Father, we realize none of us perfect, but we're still growing now, Lord. Help us here in the studio, travel from the
yeah.
those of home on. Father, we pray that if it's still, we come back on next turn, pick up with it. Father, we pray.